Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said not even an egotist is all bad. At least he doesn't go around talking about other folk. We appreciate again the opportunity of Bible study. We're very glad that you're listening, and we do hope that as we study together this week, we will profit from our study of the Word of God. Let's get back now to our study, and we were looking at the idea of, does it really matter whether we're right or whether we do that which we think will be okay in the sight of God? Does that really matter? And so the religious world in general has come up with the conclusion it doesn't make any difference. Regardless of what you do, everything is approved of God. Well, of course, if that's the case, you'd be able to find that written in the Bible. You'd be able to look through the Bible and you'd hear God saying, it doesn't make any difference whether Lot's wife looks back or not. I told her not to, but it doesn't make any difference. Or it doesn't make any difference whether Cain offers the fruit of the ground or offers animal sacrifice. I said animal sacrifice, but it doesn't make any difference. Well, you can see where we're going with this. Quite obviously, people today in the religious world about us have decided that they can do anything they want to do religiously, and God will say that's all right. We'll approve of it. Well, we were pointing out yesterday the fact that the Bible is the standard by which we go in religion. Since God is the one who made us, it is up to God what we do to please Him. And so the Bible is the revelation of that will for the human family. When I go to the Bible, I'm not reading what some man wrote about it. I'm reading rather what God wrote about it and what He expects me to do. If I ignore it, remember, it does make a difference. And so the Bible is the standard of right and wrong. As we closed yesterday, we were looking at a passage in 2 John 9-11. In that passage, we are told that a person who transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. But he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. That just simply means that God and Christ are with the person who abides in the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ is revealed in the Bible. Therefore, a person who abides by the teachings of the Bible is the one who has God and has Jesus Christ in their side and doing the right thing, the thing that proves or makes the approval of God. Well, we're going to be judged one of these days by the Word of God. The Bible depicts the judgment scene in John chapter 20 and verse 12, when the record says the small and great were standing before God, and the books were open, and the book of life. Now the dead were judged by the things written in the books. That simply means that we'll answer for the Word of God. When we are judged, the judge, of course, will be Jesus Christ. Nobody questions that because the Bible makes that very clear. In John chapter 5 and verse 22, the record says, "The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed judgment unto His Son." I read also in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ." Now look what he says about Christ. "Who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom? Preach the word." Here is the Christ who is going to judge the living and the dead. Well, what standard will He use? Is there a law book that God gave that we can look to and follow and then know that when we're judged, we'll be doing what is instructed in that book? And the answer is yes, the Bible. And the Bible contains the idea of the doctrine of Christ, the teachings of Christ revealed in the Bible. And those are the things for which we shall answer when the judgment day comes. Now again, our question is this. Does it really matter? Does it make any difference? Can we just do what we want to do and live however we want to live and everything will be all right? Well, very obviously, the Bible needs to be consulted. And when we consult the Bible teaches there are things we must do, and that indeed there are things that are requirements given from God for our conduct to be pleasing in His sight. We don't have a right to say, well, that's no big deal. That doesn't mean anything. We rather need to get back to the Bible and follow those things taught in the Bible. In John, 2 John 9 through 11, the record said, if somebody comes to you and brings not this doctrine, what doctrine? Well, he's just said the doctrine of Christ. Now, if somebody comes and he doesn't bring this doctrine, do you tell him it doesn't make any difference? It doesn't really matter what you teach or what you believe. No, that's not what John said. John said, don't receive him into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. You see, we can't endorse false doctrine. We cannot endorse those who teach error, religious error. We must abide in the doctrine of Christ. Therefore, it does make a difference, doesn't it? And so we need to be very careful along that line. Do you ever hear anybody say, well, it doesn't make any difference what we believe as long as we're honest? Honesty is a great quality. And there isn't any question about it. God wants His people to be honest. Provide things honest in the sight of all men, Paul told the church at Rome in chapter 12. And verse 17, the fact is that honesty is required by God. But is that all that's necessary? Let me make this observation. The man who says there is no God, I'm not in a position to say he's dishonest. I don't know whether or not he is honest. He's wrong. There's no question about that. But is he honest in his conclusion? You know, the psalmist David said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Psalms 14 and verse 1. And we have a lot of people in our world today who are saying exactly the same thing. There is no God. Actually, some are looking at the evidence and coming up with the wrong conclusion. Instead of seeing God in the evidence, they came up with the conclusion, there is no God. There are other people, equally honest and sincere, who are not even looking at the evidence. They're just denying the existence of God. The universe is an evidence of God's existence. Psalms 19 and verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. But that in of itself is not enough. We have to have more evidence. For instance, I can learn that there is a God who exists by the creation, but I cannot learn that Jesus died on the cross to save mankind by looking at a tree or by looking at a canyon. Or by looking at a huge mountain. I can see God's handiwork, but I cannot determine the kind of God and what God has in mind for my life by looking at that evidence. So, when Psalmist David talked about the existence of God, he said in verse 1, the heavens and the firmament show God's handiwork. But then he turned in verse 7 to the other evidence, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And so the law of God then, with the evidence that we have in the world today, helps us to be able to understand that God does exist. Would it be right for me to say every atheist is dishonest? No, of course I cannot say that. That's putting me in a position where I have no right. But is it right then to say that just because he is honest, it's no big deal? If he doesn't believe in God, that's all right, and he'll be all right. Well, the answer ought to be clear. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, the Lord willing. Won't you please be with us? Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.